Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And welcome back here, and welcome to our first edition of the Beloit High School Wrestling Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Andy Nemchek, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Squad. Coach, here in this first segment, we'll talk about the group. I know that it's a little bit different than what we have seen in the past for you here. The football team, for the first time since 2013, made it all the way to the state championship. So you haven't had your full disposal of guys in the room yet this year, but that'll happen this week, and you'll be able to get out there and have a chance to go full board with these guys in practices. You do have two guys that placed at state last year that are returning, and Tate Cadle and Brendan Walker for you. And when you look at these guys and then the rest of the guys that are in the room this year, how are things looking so far for you, and what are you expecting to see from the group?
Well, so far we've, as you said, our football players have not even stepped in the room yet. And so we've been working out for the last 2 weeks with six kids, non-football players. Three of those kids are Rock Hills kids, Connor Cosand, Jake Berry, and Co Nielsen, Rock Hills, and of course they will wrestle for our team all season, and then when it comes to the region and state, they have to wrestle for Rock Hills. But so it's been a good 2 weeks with those six kids that have been working out. They've been working hard, and starting today, we get the whole crew in the room, and we're excited. We've got some great talent on the team. Tate Cadle and Brendan Walker certainly are the leaders as far as state. Tate was third in the state last year, and Brendan Walker was fourth in the state. And we've got six seniors on the team, and all with good experience, and we've got some good underclassmen that have great talent and good experience. So, we're looking for a good season. We've got a good team. I'm not quite sure how we're going to fill the weights yet, and we step right on the mat here Thursday with two tough teams from out west, Plainville and Phillipsburg, in a home duel, and our kids won't be ready, but that's the way it is, and we'll throw together a team and step on the mat and do what we can, but very much looking forward to this season, and our goals haven't changed any in the last couple, 2-3 years. We still think that we're a top three team in the 3-2-1A if things work out, and we think we can qualify a bunch of kids for the state tournament and make some noise down at the state tournament.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. We'll take a time out here. When we come back, we'll dive a little bit more into Phillipsburg and Plainville, the first competition that Beloit will see coming up on Thursday. After this, on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And back here on the Locker Room Chats, we're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, again, you open the season, as he said, with Plainville and Phillipsburg in a couple duels here on Thursday at home. A nice way to start the season to be at home when you look at Plainville and Phillipsburg. Maybe some of the things that you've seen from them in the past, what kind of teams are you expecting to see come in on Thursday?
Well, always tough competition with those two teams. They will bring both of those teams will bring nice teams here and with good quality kids, and we always struggle. And it's a tough way to start the season, but that's okay. We like the competition, and it's great having a home duel.
Then on Saturday, you'll have a chance to get the JV kids some time at Salina at the South Invitational like you always do. They're in that first weekend of the season. Some bigger schools that compete there too, right? And so you're seeing some good competition.
Yeah, it's a very, very good tournament. It's a round-robin situation, so our kids are getting 3-4 matches, maybe even 5 matches in, and 12 or 12 or more schools there and some bigger schools, people that we don't ever see, some Wichita schools and that kind of thing. So it's a great way for those JV kids to get some good action in. And this early in the season, we were looking just for competition and matches, and it's going to be good for those kids to get that in.
What are some of the things that you focus, varsity, JV, whatever it is, on things that you want to see in the first few matches of the year here this early in the season?
Well, we just focus on fundamentals, and we really look to see, you know, aggression on our feet and at this point in the season, a lot of mistakes are made, just like any other sport, and we just hope to go out and be able to compete, and if we make mistakes, be able to correct them, and it's just a learning experience. It's just, all these matches are just practice, basically, with a different partner, and it's good to get these kids in that competition.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling team, are in the locker room chats. Well, thank you again for joining us here. We'll look forward to talking Trojan Wrestling with you all season, Coach, and best of luck as you start the season this week.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog Head Coach Jason Knoll. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com. The Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every Tuesday by Midway Co-op.
Hey, welcome to our Osborne Locker Room Chats, our first Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Jason Knoll, the new head coach of the Bulldogs. Has spent, obviously, some time as the assistant coach in the past few years under Nate Brown and taking over the program this year as the head coach. Jason, first of all, thanks for taking some time to be with us. Give everybody a little bit of background. I know you're an Osborne grad, but kind of let everybody know when you graduated, what you've been doing since then, and how you got the gig here as the head coach.
Yeah, I've been coaching under Nate Brown for, I think, 8 years now, assistant. I graduated in 2010. I wrestled all 4 years. I've been wrestling since I was six. But, I'm excited for this year. We got a good group of kids. We got Fuller out. It's a little sad, but we're trying to get some more. I got Aaron Geist. He was a year older than me in high school. Got him as an assistant, so he's going to help out quite a bit this year. So I'm excited.
Hey, looking at you, say you have four out. Who are the kids that are out for you this year, and what have they been looking like so far in your practices as you get ready for the season?
I've got Justin Whittler. He's our 145-pounder. He's a junior. He's coming along. He's made a lot of improvements, and his first years were in junior high, so he's come a long way the last 6 years. So, and then I got Chris Ice. He's another junior. He'll be at 170. He's a Heist. He's been wrestling since he was a kid, so he's coming along. And I got a freshman, Hunter Howell. He'll be a 38-pounder. He's doing good. He's been wrestling since he was a kid too, so done some nationals in junior high and stuff. So he's looking really good. And then I got a young freshman. This is his first year, Lincoln Cohen. He'll be our 152-pounder, I think. So he's green, but he's doing pretty good practice-wise so far.
You talked about having Aaron on your staff too, Aaron Geist. How big is it to have a couple guys like yourself that have, you know, obviously had success? You've been coaching for a while, but in that wrestling room, maybe some younger guys that can help these kids along and have success.
Oh, man, it's great to have Aaron in the room. He's brought a lot of experience in the room. He's a three-time state placer for Osborne back in his day. And it's nice to have him in there. And he's the one that actually recruited Lincoln. So it was good to have him in there. So
We're talking with Jason Knoll, the new head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll preview what's coming up this weekend, the Osborne Invitational in wrestling, here on the Locker Room Chats.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
And back in the Locker Room Chats with Jason Knoll, the head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, getting set for the annual Invitational coming up this weekend. Just first of all, what do you feel about the competition? What's it looking like? And what do you want to see from the group, I guess, here as you go out on Saturday?
Well, we're going to have a good tournament this week, I think. A lot of teams are full, and I think Phillipsburg's got like 26 kids, so there's a lot of kids coming back out this year. It's going to be nice to have a lot of kids there. We're going to do a round-robin kind of setup, I think, so get some kids some more matches in this first tournament. So I'm excited. Our kids are sitting pretty good right now. So as teams turn in their roster more, we'll figure out kind of where we're at. But we're not looking too bad right now.
You talked about that round-robin thing. How important is it for kids to get on the mat and have actual matches here, especially in the early part of the season, to find their legs?
Oh, I think it's great for the kids. Get them more mat time. Because you go into a regular eight-man bracket or something like that, you lose two, and then you're done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Here you get four or five matches a day, and they get all that mat time. It's a really good system. That's what I enjoy about it, is get some more mat time for the kids.
As a coach, what are the specific things you look for from your group on the first matches that they wrestle here in the first week of the season?
Just control, mainly. We got to work on feet and then getting out on bottom. That's the main things we got to focus on this year. I know Heiss has struggled the last few years getting up and out of the bottom, and he's all right on top, a little shaky on his feet, but that bottom position we got to work on, and mainly just on our feet, controlling the whole match and taking it to him.
Jason Knoll, new head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, we certainly thank you again for taking the time to be with us and wish you the best of luck. We'll look forward to chatting Osborne Bulldog wrestling with you all season long.
Thank you.
Our Osborne wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
At Midway Co-op, we're a lot more than service to farmers and stockmen. We're also customer care and convenience for town customers. We're jobs and income for smaller communities. We greatly contribute to the tax base of all our co-op towns. We're 24/7 with self-service gas. We're hot food and convenience when you're hungry. We're still the one that delivers fuel and propane to the outlying areas. The fact is, Midway Co-op is farmer-owned, member-friendly, the one that does it all. Midway Co-op, come see us.
The best way's Midway Co-op.
We continue our wrestling locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and their head coach, Landon Kieswetter. The Smith Center Redmen wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Smith Center.
And welcome back on our locker room chats and our first Smith Center wrestling locker room chats, as we're joined by the new head coach, Landon Kieswetter, the Redmen wrestling coach. Coach, your first year as the head coach, I know you spent some time with Brock as an assistant there, so you're familiar with the program there in Smith Center, so it's not something new to you coming into it. You, a 2011 graduate at Norton High School. I guess what happened after Norton? Give me a little bit about your background in wrestling and how you ended up in Smith Center.
Like you said, I graduated from Norton in 2011, and then I went to Pratt Community College for 2 years, wrestled there, went to lineman school, got my associates, and then I ended up getting a job here at Prairie Land out of Norton, and then I had an opportunity to transfer to Smith Center, so I'm just here working at Smith Center for Prairie Land and coaching wrestling.
So, again, you've had an opportunity, obviously, to learn from some great coaches and Coach Johnson there while you're wrestling in high school and probably your college coaches and then under Coach Hutch over the last few years there at Smith Center. Just looking at that and seeing what you need to do as a head coach, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to as in this role?
Yeah, like I had you know, no two better coaches than Johnson and Brock Hutch. But I'm excited. You know, it's pretty much the same stuff I've been taught. I mean, it's just redoing what they've done, just fundamentals, hard work. I mean, and around here you don't get too many kids out, so you know, get to spend a little extra time with those guys, just, you know, just doing the sport of wrestling, I guess.
When you look at practices so far, just kind of looking at your group that you do have back, now you had seven guys that would have made it to the state tournament last year if it was under the normal circumstances, but in the end you actually didn't have anybody go in that final four, but you do have quite a few returners that, you know, did well at the sub-state but just couldn't quite make it to the finals there and get into to the state tournament. But when you look at your returnees, who are some of the guys that are standing out, and how are those practices going for you?
Yeah, like last year was just a different year for us, you know, the whole three regionals or whatever. But like you said, we got some guys returning. We're pretty young for the most part. I mean, we had two seniors last year, but Bentley Montgomery's obviously one. He just had a rough regional tournament, but he's, you know, he's ranked this year. We got the Franklin twins, who obviously they butt heads a lot in practice, but they work hard. Wilkson boys, they're not too bad. They got a lot of mat time last year. And then, obviously, Jake Sass is out for football, and he'll be out for wrestling as well. And then Jacob Kirkhoff is going to be out half the year with an elbow injury from football. But, you know, other than that, some of these guys put in a lot of work in the summer, wrestling a little bit. So them really enjoying wrestling will make it easier this year.
Again, we're talking with Landon Keyswater, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll preview what's coming up this weekend at Osborne for the Redmond wrestlers here on the Locker Room Chat.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, invites you to attend our upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Again, Landon Keyswater still with us, the coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, again, you open out the season coming up on Saturday at the Osborne Invitational. That's a tournament that you've consistently gone to. Sometimes you don't have to take everybody because you're still kind of reeling and getting back into the swing of things after a long football season. You've had a little bit more practice time this year, though, with an earlier exit in football. So as you get ready for Saturday, what are some of the things you're seeing as you get to Osborne there Saturday?
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to have some practices. You know, it's still never enough to that first tournament, but we're just looking forward to just see where we line up and how we do. I like going to Osborne because it's nothing against the competition, just our schedule. Osborne's just more of the easier tournament, so let those guys get back into wrestling and just get more comfortable, you know, winning matches and stuff.
When you go take the mat as a first-time head coach here, what are some of the biggest things you're looking for from your kids in this first competition here on Saturday?
Yeah, I just want them to just compete. It's, you know, it's a tough sport the way it is. You know, I just want them to wrestle the whole match and just, you know, do the things we teach and we show and just, you know, do their best. And, you know, they should expect their best too, so...
And I was talking with Coach Noel here right before you, and he's talking about that this is basically kind of a round-robin format, and I asked him as well, but how important is it to get mat time, to get these matches in instead of maybe being in a tournament bracket where you might get eliminated after two rounds? How big is it to have these matches early on in the season for your squad?
Yeah, it's really big because, you know, I think you'll get five or four quality matches, and then, like you said, some tournaments we go to tougher, you go 0-2 and you're done, and get these four or five matches, you know, a couple wins, gives a lot of our guys some confidence, you know, to keep going through the year.
Lennon Keyswater, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, we thank you for the time. We'll look forward to chatting Redmond wrestling with you all season long, and best of luck coming up on Saturday at Osborne.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, invites you to attend our upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.